When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We are back. Vikings made two more officially unofficial signings in edge rusher Andrew Van Ginkel and inside linebacker Blake Cashman. What do these two bring to the Minnesota Vikings defense? And what is the strategy behind rebuilding this unit? It's a very interesting approach, and we're going to break it all down here on another bonus episode of The Real Forno Show.
Welcome to The Real Forno Show, hosted by Tyler Fornes, the managing editor of USA Today's Vikings Wire, writer for the College Football Network, publisher of Substack, Run In Shooter, host of The Good, The Bad, and The Hungry on the Voices of Wrestling Podcast Network, as well as a founding member of Vikings First and Skull.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of The Real Forno Show, where we're going to have a nice conversation about the latest two Minnesota Vikings that have joined the team, officially unofficial, that is, and that is edge rusher, linebacker, Andrew Van Ginkel, and inside linebacker, Blake Cashman. Merrill Styler Fornes with me as always is producer Dave. We're going to make this a little bit abbreviated because let's just be real. While we're on, the Vikings are probably going to do something else, and it's going to throw off the whole dynamic of the show. If you missed it earlier when we were talking about Jonathan Gennard, the news about Kirk Cousins just completely derailed the show in all the best ways, and all the raw emotion came out. We had a good time. You'll want to go check that out here when you have a moment. And the Vikings continue to rebuild this defense, and you can tell it was a priority. You knew it was going to be a priority in some way, shape, or form, and that has not changed one bit. So let's have this conversation. Let's start with Andrew Van Ginkel. He played for Brian Flores in Miami. He was a pick in the fifth round out of Wisconsin. 6'4", 242-pound linebacker. He's kind of used like Kyle Van Noy, if you remember him, where pass rusher, but actually used as like a linebacker too, so kind of just a little bit of everything. He was really successful with Brian Flores, especially that 2021 season where he had his real breakout, and then he broke out again with Vic Fangio, where Fangio used him mainly as just a pure pass rusher and not kind of that versatile chess piece that he is. But he is a really successful pass rusher. Last year on 321 pass rush reps, 53 pressures and 8 sacks. He has a really good knack of getting to the quarterback and being successful in that way. He can do a lot of different things for you. He can drop into coverage if you need. He can blitz on the interior. He can cover back like running backs. You can do a little bit of everything. In 2 years, $20 million with $14 million guaranteed, I thought was a really good price for him. It's not breaking the bank. And this is where I was really interested to see what Quaisito Fomenta's process is going to be. Is he going to spend a lot of money on a couple players? He could have got Christian Wilkins, but I don't think he wanted to pay $27.5 million average annual value. You got Grenard for 19. You got Van Ginkel for 10. You got Blake Cashman for 8.5. That's a good baseline. It's good players where you're trying to maximize value based on the output. And if you can do that across the board and get a bunch of good players, the Vikings had a top half of the league scoring defense last year. Like, they're a good unit. They just need to fortify and get better because part of the scheme was figured out. And a lot of that had to do with injuries and this, that, and the other thing. So now you're going to see some growth. And I think Van Ginkel is going to provide a lot for you. And the knowledge and cohesiveness that he has with Brian Flores, I think, is going to be really, really important to figuring out how they're going to be able to maximize this team. I am really, really excited to kind of see what this ends up looking like with Van Ginkel. But overall, I think this was a really smart signing, Dave.
I did too. Hey, it was one of the guys that Darren on Two Old Bloggers had targeted for a possible spot on the Vikings that he would have been okay with. And I think it's good. We've got two edges and a weak side linebacker so far. So that's obviously Brian Flores is doing the shopping today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think like obviously Cashman kind of played a little bit of weak side and a little bit of middle in a 4-3 for D'Amico Ryans. But in this defense, he's going to play in the middle. I don't know how they're kind of going to structure this linebacker room moving forward. If it's going to be, hey, Ivan Pace is going to be your starter opposite Cashman. Are they going to give the reins to Brian Asamoah if he has a good camp? Are they going to bring in another guy? They're going to have to bring in at least one more linebacker because you need depth. Is that going to be Troy Dye because he's a good special teamer? Is that going to be a rookie? Is that going to be another veteran? Could Hicks come back? And you have Cashman and Hicks as your two starting linebackers with Pace as your third guy. Like, there's a lot of question marks with this room, and I think that's not necessarily a bad thing because there's a lot of different ways you can kind of go about it, but you need to add talent. And I think that's been evidently clear for a long time, and it was even more abundantly clear when you saw the final four teams in the playoffs all have really good second-level defenders. It's becoming more important because of the shift to a lot more too high coverages and attacking the intermediate levels of the field. If you have really good players you can rely on that second level, it can give you an advantage that other teams don't have. And that can help you move forward and try to make that Super Bowl run. The Colts just re-signed Grover Stewart. So that's one more defensive tackle off the market. I'm not really surprised they re-signed Grover Stewart. They love him there. And three-year $39 million deal, even more than that three-year $30 million deal he signed 3 years ago. So good for him. But Cashman, very interesting player, 6'1", 237. So he's right around that 240-pound range, which is good. It gives you a little bit more mass, but he doesn't sacrifice. He's a very good athlete, very fast, twitchy. But he had an interesting career. Got thrust into action as a fifth-round draft pick in his rookie year of 2019. And played 424 snaps for the Jets. Wasn't very good, but that Jets team wasn't good either. So you did see some flash like, oh, we might have something in Cashman. But then he played three snaps in 2020 and 33 in 21, and they let him go. And he ended up with Houston Texans. 2022 Texans stunk. They only had 149 snaps for him. But then D'Amico Ryans comes to town, and he plays him kind of in that Dre Greenlaw role, and he thrived. PFF grade just absolutely shot up across the board. 82.1 overall, 82.3 in defense or run defense, 75.3 in coverage, which is the big one, 74.5 in tackling, 71.5 in pass rush. Good football player. And the film bears that out. I'm excited to really dive in and kind of see some of the things that he has to offer from a more nuanced and technical standpoint. But this is, so far has been a really, really good free agent class for the Minnesota Vikings. You obviously move on at quarterback, and there's rumors about Sam Darnold There's going to be a lot more rumors, Dave, about potentially trading for a draft pick really high and trying to get one of those top quarterbacks. There's going to be a lot of discussion about all this thing.
Yeah, but we can't wait.
Fortifying the defense here, I thought was really important, and they did that. And they didn't spend crazy money. And I thought that was really important too, because everything's going to, we're going to learn a lot based on structure. This Blake Cashman deal kind of smells like the Josh Oliver deal. Remember, we were all like 3 years, $21 million for a blocking tight end. And then you realize it's basically a 2 year deal for worth like $13 million. And then the last year is really inflated, like no big deal. So like, I'm okay with it on an overall level. I'm interested to see how everything's going to be structured and how everything's going to move forward for this Minnesota Vikings team and how they continue to build it. Is Danielle Hunter coming back? That is still up in the air. There has been nothing to me that says he is officially gone, that the Vikings don't have the room to resign him, which is a lie. Anybody who tells you they don't have room to resign people or bring in people are lying to you. They don't know what they're talking about. There is room to bring in more big names. There's room to bring in more big money contracts. You just have to know how to parse that information out and how to look for it. Cutting Harrison Smith saves you $11.3 million. Guess what? That is the entirety of like Andrew Van Ginkle's first year. Easy. Yeah, you might be able to fit Van Ginkle and Cashman just by releasing Harrison Smith. So, and then with Justin Jefferson, if he ends up signing an extension, you could save $13 million on the cap this year. There are ways to get around it. There are ways to move money forward because you're going to have a lot more cap space moving forward. The cap's probably going to go up another $30 million next year. So if Justin Jefferson's year one salary is $30 million, guess what? Already covered next year. Like, that's how teams prepare. And that's why year one, a lot of times they get creative and they have it a little smaller. Then they have incremental raises on the salary cap moving forward because they expect the cap to go up. And the cap historically has gone up. The only year it hasn't gone up was after COVID, 2020. That, and then 2021, it dropped like $20 million. But because nobody could sell tickets, nobody was really complaining. And the second that they were back in a great spot and really focusing on getting people back in the buildings and the TV deals went through the roof, everything leveled out. And now you're at a point where the Sunday Ticket is giving an extra $7.5 million on the salary cap every year to the NFLPA. So you're going to see even more substantial increases and gains and merches through the roof and how the revenue share works. That's a lot of that's going to go to the players, and it goes to the players through the salary cap. So, oh my goodness, Odie.
Well, Odie just let crazy out there.
Odie just let out the, he just let out the biggest Rankies. Fart, and it reeks in here. Oh, goodness gracious.
But not only Sunday Ticket, you've got Amazon and NBC, what do they call it? Peacock, with the exclusive broadcasts. Yeah. And there's going to be more of those. And that's going to raise that. The NFL being able to parse out, you get these few, you get these few. It just raises the money.
Yeah. And those deals were like $100-150 million to be able to air that one game. So they're selling games out kind of like a pay-per-view style. So that's going to happen. And here's the thing. If a game is airing on Peacock or Amazon in your local market, you can still watch it on regular TV. You can still watch it like if it's Peacock on NBC. If it's Amazon, you'll be able to watch it on whatever network. I think it's usually whatever network has the has your preseason games gets to air those games. So overall, I think that's a really good thing for the players. Look, we can argue day in and day out about whether it's good for the sport, good for this, that, or the other thing. Thursday Night Football is the reason why players are making a lot more money, because they sold an extra TV contract, and that helps skyrocket money for players. So there's a give and take on these things, and the Vikings have room to make moves. How many moves will they make moving forward? I would expect a few. They still need help on the defensive line. I see people in the chat talking about Armstead and Kinlaw. like Danielle Hunter's still only 29 years old, despite the fact that he feels like he's been playing in the league for 30 years. Like, there are still different things that the Vikings can do. And it's really exciting to be able to have these conversations, Dave, because it's not like we don't feel hamstrung anymore. It's the unknown. It can be scary, but you don't need to fear the unknown. Embrace it. Enjoy it. The Kwesi Adofo-Mensah is going to tell us if he's a good general manager or not. How is he going to tell us? By putting together the team he wants and how they end up playing on the field over the course of the next 1 to 3 years. This is the first time that he's really been able to put together the team he wants without being hamstrung by decisions made by the previous regime. So keep an open mind. Right now, I'm feeling very hopeful. Still got to get quarterback right. That's a big if. Quarterback is hard to get right. But if you do, this team could be on a Super Bowl trajectory, and that is exciting.
I agree. And I think it's going to happen sooner rather than later. May not happen this year, but the next year, when the Vikes will have even more cap available because the dead stuff is off the books, I think next year is going to be just as fun as this year, and it'll be the final parts to put the pieces together.
Absolutely.
It'll be a long stretch of winning football.
Yeah. Let's answer a couple questions, and we're probably going to get out of here because there's a lot more that's got to go down. And I'm really excited to continue to kind of see how Kwesi Adofo-Mensah is going to shape this team. David Stock asks, hey, Tyler, would you trust Metellus to be your starting safety if you cut Harrison Smith?
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I think you proved that you can. He did a lot of different things for you last year. And let's be real. Theo Jackson looked pretty good in mop-up duty. I'm not counting out Lewis Cine on developing because he is now almost two. It'll be two full calendar years this upcoming season removed from that devastating leg injury. So he's not a complete lost cause. It's not looking good, but there's still hope. So the safety room is still in a good place, even without Harrison Smith. But I would expect Harrison Smith being back with the team in some capacity. It's not going to be on that cap number. I would expect Harrison Smith to probably take like an $8 million pay cut, make like a base salary of $6.5 million or something like that, because I think he wants to stay. And the safety market is really wonky. I don't know if he'd be able to get a really big contract. So Metellus starting does not scare me. And I think last year proved that. Let's get a couple more questions. If you have them, throw them in the chat and I'll try to answer a couple more. Okay. Cause and Effect asks, what are the plans at kicker, center, guard, DT, cornerback, and then sneaky QB options? So they're just going to get a kicker. I don't know what the plan is. It's not going to be Greg Joseph, I don't think. They'll get a kicker and they'll pay him whatever, and hopefully he's good. We'll leave it that way. Greg Zuerlein just got like $4 million to kick for the Jets. I hope they don't do that, but I also hope they get kicker right. So we'll see how that works. Center, look, it's going to be Garrett Bradbury. We can argue back and forth all day long on whether Garrett Bradbury is good or bad. I thought he had some struggles last year, but I also think he's fine. He's objectively fine. He's not great, but he doesn't suck either. He's just kind of in that weird dichotomy where you're going to have some games where he's really good and some games where he struggles just based on who's in front of him. You're going to have that up and down with him. I just don't think they're moving on. Guard, I would think Reisner comes back, but I also don't know, because with Reisner, he wants to test the market, and he has every right to. But guards have been going for massive amounts of money. Robert Hunt got 5 years, $100 million from Carolina, which is just absurdly high money. But cap is going up. So DT, no idea what they want to do. I would expect maybe some budget signings like a Javon Kinlaw. I'd like to see that. There's some interesting names like a DJ Reader and Eric Armstead. He's more of a five technique, though. So there's potential out there. And then cornerback, who knows? I'd like to bring in one fringe starter to compete, but I don't think you need to bring in an elite guy. I thought maybe a Jeff Okuda would be a good option. High upside, hasn't really panned out from that third overall pick status, but he just signed a one-year, $6 million deal with the Texans. Quarterback options. Justin Fields is the one that's sneaky that I don't think people are talking about, because like he's got like nowhere to be traded now. Everybody's talking about Sam Darnold. I'm still not sold on Sam Darnold, but I also like the general idea of like Mullins. I don't think Mullins is great, but is he really that much worse than Sam Darnold, considering you have to pay Darnold like $10 million to come here versus you're giving Nick Mullins a cap hit of $2.23 million? And I think that's the conversation we're going to have. It's going to be interesting to see how they approach the rest of this. We genuinely don't know a lot about what Kwesi Adofo-Mensah is going to do for this team. And that we'll make this the last one. Ha, Christopher asks, who do you want for QB in the draft? Look, I would highly recommend you go check out my Skull Search series. We have done all of the top six quarterbacks in our Skull Search series, and I break them down. I talk about their games, and I give my rankings. But I will tell you this.
We did seven.
Drake May. What?
We did seven. Well, actually, we have a show with all top 10, but we also did Rattler.
I know, but we're specifically talking the top six because I think the Vikings are going to end up with one of those guys. Drake May. If I had to choose, it's Drake May. I think his arm talent, his ability to create outside of structure, it's not as good as Caleb Williams, but it's good. And I think that gets lost in his evaluation. He can make every throw like a Justin Herbert. He's built like Justin Herbert, and he can do a little bit of everything and really maximize what Kevin O'Connell wants to do in this system. Throw down the field, throw with anticipation, throw with accuracy, and throw with explosiveness. I think May can do all those things. And if things break down, he can create outside of structure if he has to. He doesn't want to, but, and I think that's the main difference with him and Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams has a tendency to want to, whereas Drake May will when he needs to. And I think, to me, that's one of the biggest separators with them. Like, May's my, I think, number two player in this class, and that's not going to change at this point. Just a really good football player. And I can't wait to see what happens. We will be back at 6 o'clock tonight to put a bow on everything that we've seen here today, everything that we've heard, talk more about the future of the Vikings and how things might progress over the course of the next few weeks with free agency. And look, this is a really exciting time. We have had a record 250 people here in the stream, and we thank you very much. Please like, comment, subscribe, and ring the bell. If you ring the bell, anytime we go live, you will be notified of it. Anytime I throw up a short, which is often, I do usually at least one a day, sometimes multiple, you'll get the notification as well. It's the easiest way to make sure you can catch up on everything with what we have going on. In the meantime, thank you very much. We will see you tonight at 6 o'clock. I'm Tyler. He's Dave. And the one thing we always say, Skol Vikings, baby.
Skol Vikings.
Like, subscribe, and ring the bell to get notifications. It helps us grow this community that we all love, our Minnesota Vikings. And on behalf of Tyler Fornes and myself, Dave Stefano, thank you so dearly for watching The Real Forno Show. Skol, everyone!
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This has been a Vikings First and Skull production, part of the Fans First Sports Network.